Welcome to Nali Bali. It's time for a story, a time where we can journey to many places and meet different faces.
A Ghost in Gogo's Pajamas, written by Kai Tuomi. Sometimes at night, there are some strange noises. Have you heard any? Could they be ghosts? In this story, our friend Onke heard some strange noises in the night too. Let's listen to what happened. One dark night, Onke was fast asleep in his little bed, in his little room, in the house that he shared with Mama, Papa, Gogo, and his little pet dog called Puppy. Puppy was asleep at the end of Onke's bed, on a red blanket. She was snoring quietly and dreaming of catching squirrels in the park. Suddenly, Onke heard a loud noise and woke up with a fright.
What's that noise?
He shivered as he quickly pulled the blankets over his head.
I hope it's not a monster or a scary ghost. I don't like ghosts. There it's again.
Onke tried to sound brave.
I have to find out what made that noise.
So, he picked up the green plastic torch that he kept on his bedside table and shone it around the room.
Do you think a ghost made that noise?
Onke asked Puppy, who was still fast asleep, dreaming about chasing squirrels. Onke patted her head. A new noise came from outside.
Is that a ghost?
Onke shone his torch through the window. A big, brown, feathered thing with a yellow beak sat on the branch outside.
That's not a ghost. It's just a big owl sitting in a tree outside my room. But I wonder what made that crunching sound just now.
The big owl spread its wings and flew off across the garden.
Owls hunt for mice and rats at night, and that's why people never get to see them. You know, it's quite lucky to see an owl. Isn't that right, Puppy?
But Puppy was still fast asleep, so Onke rubbed her furry little tummy. She snored and rolled over on her red blanket.
Maybe I'm just being silly,
thought Onke. But then he saw something dark and scary in the corner of the room. It looked like a big monster with vulture wings and lion's claws and long tusks like a warthog's.
Is that a ghost?
He shone his torch into the corner of the room. But Onke laughed when he saw what it really was.
That's not a ghost. It's just my dirty clothes hanging on the chair. I should have put those away like Mama asked me to. Isn't that right, Puppy?
But Puppy was still fast asleep, drooling onto her red blanket. Onke heard the noise again. He shivered.
That must be a ghost, and it sounds like it's floating outside my room.
Onke was trying to be very brave, even though his knees shook like jelly. He peeked out from behind his bedroom door and looked into the dark passage. But there was nothing there. Just his parents' shoes next to the wall and Puppy's water bowl on a little mat. Onke crept along the carpet, down the passage, past his parents' bedroom, and peeked into the kitchen.
Oh, it's a ghost!
He shone his torch onto a black shadow standing near the stove. The ghost wore blue pajamas with fluffy sheep on them.
But those are Gogo's pajamas. Why have you stolen Gogo's pajamas, ghost?
Onke shone his torch up to look at the ghost's face. There was Gogo!
Onke!
Gogo gasped in shock.
You gave me such a fright! I thought you were a ghost!
I thought you were a ghost, Gogo.
Onke giggled.
What are you doing in the kitchen so late that night?
I couldn't sleep. So I came to the kitchen for a glass of warm milk and some biscuits. Hey, do you want to have a midnight snack with me?
Onke smiled and nodded. So, Onke and Gogo sat at the kitchen table and dunked delicious crunchy butter biscuits into mugs of warm milk and chatted quietly. Then they made a toasted sandwich to share, with pickles and ham and cheese and tomato and fresh green lettuce.
This is so yummy, Gogo.
When they had finished eating and drinking, they brushed their teeth for the second time that evening. Then Onke said goodnight to Gogo and went back to his bedroom. As he opened the door, Puppy jumped up and barked.
Puppy!
Onke patted her head.
It's only me, you silly dog. Do you think I was a ghost?
Puppy licked Onke's face and rolled over on her red blanket.
I solved the mystery tonight. Did you know that, Puppy?
But Puppy had already curled up and closed her eyes.
That looks like a good idea,
said Onke.
Good night, Puppy.
Good night,
said a friendly ghost on the ceiling, who was just passing through the house looking for warm milk and some biscuits to eat. But Onke was already fast asleep.
And so we come to the end of today's story on Nali Bali, produced by Vion Finter, Cassie Lowers, and Leon Fisser. Be part of Story Power with Nali Bali and read a story anytime you want. If you would like more stories for your children, visit nalibali.mobi from your cell phone, where you'll find a number of stories in a variety of languages available for free. You can also find Nali Bali on Facebook and Mixit. Look out for the Nali Bali supplement with great stories and activities available in various languages in the Sunday World in KwaZulu-Natal, Gauteng and the Free State, the Sunday Times Express in the Western Cape, the Eastern Cape's Daily Dispatch on Tuesdays and the Herald on Thursdays. Nali Bali, oh.